Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. On our devotional today, we rejoice that God changes not. The book of Malachi 3:6 says this, that the Lord has given to us this account of himself, for I am the Lord, I change not. Now, just to focus on that portion of the verse brings great comfort and hope and help and strength to the Christian. I just recently read of a man who was traveling through the state of South Dakota, and he was holding some meetings there. And along the way to the place where he was going to hold the meetings, he stayed in a hotel. He stayed in this hotel, probably some years before. And then as he went back to that place some years later, he remembered a situation. He said while he was in that city, he went back to his hotel room around 11 o'clock in the evening. And there he remained in his thoughts, looking up, seeing the stars in the sky, looking down and seeing a summer garden where men gathered, smoking, chatting, as a young man played his musical instrument, and they sang several songs and ballads as they sat there. And years later, as this man was going through, now having have a certain amount of time elapsed, he looked down again from that same hotel room. The sight above was the same, but that below had changed. The building was now gone, and something else was in its place. There was no place for these young men to sit and chat and sing as they had once done. The young man who sang was gone. He said he found himself wondering, "Where is he? All of the other things have changed, but there's one that hasn't. And that's the sight above, the stars, and the silence of the eloquent sky. Men come and men go, but God and His work abides forever. And the work that the Lord our God did for us on the cross of Calvary abides forever. Our moods come and our moods go. Situations coming upon us, and sometimes they seem to overwhelm us. We respond unchristlike. We bring shame and reproach to the name of the Lord by some of our responses. But does that rattle heaven? I say that reverently. Does it cause heaven to move because of what we have done here on the earth? Just think of this. The Lord changes not. When He forgave our sins, we can stand here in this century, on this day, and say, when He died for us, that was long ago. And so when He died, my life was yet future. Where I stand, when He died, it was in the past. And it was one event done once and for all eternity, for all sins. The blood of Christ cleanses from all sin. So we can't go back into the past and undo things. Many times we find ourselves groping, hoping that we can reach back and undo the way things happened yesterday. You can't. There's no way you can go back and change things. There's no way you can go back and fix those things that you broke yesterday. So why then are you carrying that burden? But you can be assured and be comforted to know this. When God forgave your sins, that was in the list. That was a part of that which was blotted out. That was a part of that which He says He will remember no more. He hasn't changed. He is not going to change His mood like we do. And you don't have to wake up this morning or the tomorrow morning and say, I wonder what kind of mood I shall find my God in. You won't worry about that. Don't worry about it. It's under the blood. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. So when He forgave us, when He died for us, it was a future past event. A future in that we weren't yet born, past in that it was already done when we were born. So he knew us from eternity. From where God is, do you think we are unfolding things to Him about ourselves? Indeed not. The Lord knows everything that will ever happen. He knows every thought that will ever walk across your brain. And He knows every word that will ever proceed from your mouth. He knows every deed that you will ever do with your hands. And He, guess what, loves you still. And He has forgiven you fully, has forgiven us, and blotted out the handwriting of ordinance that was against us. That's the kind of God we serve. Who wouldn't want to have Him as Lord of life? You want to be left to yourself? You know how many moods you go through? And you want to do things your way? Why, you must be deceived even greater than what you really think you are if you will reject what God has to give in favor of what you want to do. I beg you, I plead to you to trust the unchanging God. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.